Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ravens at Minnesota, back at practice today. Bob Hedy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, hear from him later on in the hour. If you want to get in, you can. Predictions for the game, 410-583-1057. You know the drill. Now that we're past 11 o'clock, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up in a couple of hours or so. But joining us now to preview the game, Ravens trying to win three in a row, get closer to 500. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's from the Baltimore Sun. Let's welcome back Brian Wacker. Brian, good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. All right. Now, we go back 3 weeks ago. If you put the word health in a sentence with the Ravens, it's like not healthy. You add a couple more letters to it. Now we're sitting here 3 days away from kickoff against the Vikings and no injuries to report. I'm knocking on for Mikey here, Brian, not to jinx him, but safe to say it's the healthiest they've been maybe all season long. And secondly, is this as stout as the roster could possibly be? Because even coming out of training camp, Isaiah Likely wasn't ready to rock and roll. He's there now. Is this maybe the most talented the roster has been on top of health?
Well, first I'll start with the health part of it. We were talking about this yesterday at practice, meeting myself and a few other reporters there. We couldn't recall the last time the Ravens released an injury report with nothing on it. It was just blank space.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, yeah, look, this is about as healthy as they've been all season. I say that with a little bit of a caveat, though, segueing to your next question. Look, is this the most talented they've been? No, I think you take Nnamdi Matabike out of the equation. That's a huge loss that they're still trying to deal with and still trying to figure out how to replace. They really, look, they can't really replace him. We thought maybe they'd make a move on the trade deadline for defensive linemen to add another body there to help that group, or maybe even possibly an offensive lineman. Neither of those things materialized, and they ended up going with sort of, smaller, more modest moves with, of course, they'd signed Carl Lawson to the practice squad, and then they trade for Draymond Jones. So that should help the pass rush. And look, Travis Jones has been healthy. Speaking of health, he's looked a lot healthier of late. Certainly looked that way in the Miami game. Of course, again, also that's that's a bad Miami Dolphins team. Look, I think there's reasons to be positive. And, anytime you can have all 53 guys on the roster at practice, nobody on an injury report on November 6th, you're in pretty good shape.
Brian, I think this game Sunday, it's all about the O-line. And, you know, the way they blitz and twist and all that, I mean, that's the thing athletically that the Ravens O-line doesn't do as well.
Yeah, 100%, Vinny. Look, I wrote about this for the Baltimore Sun today. Lamar Jackson's been the best quarterback in the NFL by far against the blitz all season long. He's got the highest passer rating and has just been elite. We saw that against Miami, against their blitz. I think it was 9 of 11, 3 touchdown passes, no interceptions. This is a different animal, though. To your point, I mean, you look at this Minnesota defense, whether it's Van Ginkle and Greenert on the outside, Jonathan Allen in the middle, Hargrave, some of the other guys, they bring some of the other linebackers, Ivan Pace, Blake Cashman, et cetera. You know, you look at what this Minnesota team did going into Detroit last week, and that was impressive because that's a very good offensive line. We saw what the Lions, of course, did to the Ravens earlier this year in week three. So that, I think, causes a lot of concern to your point. I mean, this is a Minnesota team that likes to bring a lot of blitzes and use, you know, misdirection and twists and stunts and all of that sort of stuff in those A and B gaps. And, you know, that's going to really stress the two weakest points of the Ravens offensive line, their two guards. So it'll be fascinating to see. You know, I think having Pat Ricard back will help. Certainly Justice Hill is very good in pass protection, but and Lamar, again, has been very good against the blitz, getting the ball out quickly. But, again, this is a different animal, and we saw the success Detroit had with their blitzes against the Ravens earlier this year. I think they had something like 30 pressures in that game and you know, really put a lot – sacked Lamar like 7 times, career high. So – to me, this is a fascinating matchup between Lamar and, of course, Brian Flores, the Vikings defensive coordinator, and that blitz.
Brian, you know, with the addition of Draymond Jones, I think one of the biggest things that people don't talk about as much, how he's going to help that run game. Because Van Noy and Mike Green, you know, I mean, they're 245 pounds, and they're not great edge setters, whereas Draymond's 281 and fundamentally outstanding defensive player.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. I think he will help strengthen up some of those edge issues they've had against the run this year. You know, you go back a couple of years ago, they had guys like Jadeveon Clowney who were very good against the run. Even Owe in the past has been okay against the run. So, you know, they've had guys who are very good in that. You know, at this point, to your point, look, Kyle Van Noy is 34 years old. You know, kind of, you know,
looking
not
old.
Even the back nine of his career.
Looking old, yeah.
The past couple of, he's down to the past, you know, the last couple of holes of his round, so to speak. So, to use a golf analogy. So, to me, I think you inject him, you add a Carl Lawson in there. I mean, that certainly helps. Look, are these moves that are going to, you know, light this defense on fire? No, but that's really never been the Ravens' MO. They like to lean on these veteran guys and pluck them when they can and, you know, and try to manage the salary cap best they can. So I think these additions will help certainly in that respect. And don't forget, Draymond Jones is also a guy who's got experience playing inside, so they can kind of move him around a little bit as well if they need, you know, some different looks or to move somebody to the inside there to kind of help Travis Jones out.
Now, Brian, my gut tells me that they're going to come after J.J. McCarthy. You know, I mean, he got sacked 5 times last week, threw a pick.
33 sacks they've given up as a team.
Yeah, so I my gut tells me come after him often and early and don't let him get comfortable.
Well, we've certainly seen how the addition of Lohi Gilman has helped Kyle Hamilton in that regard. We've seen Kyle Hamilton down in the box a whole lot more than we did the first few weeks of the season. So to your point, I think, yes, they will look to try to make J.J. McCarthy uncomfortable. I'm also fascinated to see how that plays out because this is a guy, you know, who can beat you with his legs. He can make some plays. And to your point, especially on the edges, if he breaks contain, you know, that could be a problem for this Ravens defense. So I'll be fascinated to see how they use Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, you know, maybe even Trenton Simpson some, and of course, guys like, as you mentioned, Draymond Jones, who he's a very good run defender and should be able to help contain him. But, you know, how does that all play out? You know, we'll find out on Sunday.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun. Brian, last thing for you. Joining us, Vinny and Haney, brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Nolan and I were asking, well, we were all three of us, so Ravens 5-5 by the Jets game Sunday before Cincinnati. Nolan and I scoffed. Hell no. No way it's going to happen. Now we're all going to be agitated if they're not 5-5 by the time the Jets get here. And they put more pressure. They better be 7-5 after that week with the Jets and Bengals. So, are the Ravens in a much better place in regard? Because Lamar said, hey, we've turned the corner, which is all very touching, but the schedule is, air quotes, easy. If they're not 5-5 by New York, where's the season go from there?
Yeah, I think you certainly would expect them to be, given the schedule. But, you know, this Minnesota game is not an easy game.
Right.
And I think they're going to have a whole lot of problems dealing with not just that defense, but the crowd noise and everything that goes with it. So, you know, look, when you're 3-5, with coming off that bye, and you know, there's just the margins, guys. You know, this are just so slim; they just don't have room for slip ups. And you look at the back end of that schedule, games at Green Bay and at Pittsburgh, huge games, probably in difficult conditions, and you know, they just don't have room for error. So they better be 5-5. You know, I think, you know, to get to the playoffs, you're looking at probably 10 wins at least 10 wins to win the division. Maybe 9 gets it done, but I really think it's probably 10 minimum. And so that's just not a whole lot of room for error these next couple of months.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun. Brian, appreciate the time as always. Have fun in Minnesota. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
always
Brian.
A pleasure.
Yep.
There's Brian Wacker, everybody. We'll come back. It's the whip around. What happened on the world of sports last night? We'll get into that. What happened historically? A couple of cool things took place on this date in November the 6th. Matter of fact, one of them took place 30 years ago. That's even, if it wasn't for this, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. Stick around for that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
The Skinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time for the Whip Around. Here on this Total Request Thursday, pick a song, we'll play it. Send your song request plus for text line 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Get your votes at Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in a couple of hours. We talked about this a couple minutes ago. Well, last hour, Jim Smith, AD, University of Maryland. Maryland football at Rutgers. Terps have lost 4 in a row. Rutgers 4-5, 1-5 in the Big Ten. They're coming off a blowout loss against Illinois. But the Scarlet Knights are 1.5-point favorites. And as Jim Smith said, they're all must wins. But for Michael Oxley, you can't afford a 5-game losing streak taking on a team that's kind of in a similar boat as you. They want to get bowl eligible. But like Maryland, you figured Greg Schiano would have taken them to a new level.
Yeah.
And what's he back 3-4 years now? And it really hasn't happened. I mean, they're kind of where they were when he took a regained the program.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his. You know, to me, he's kind of a one of my buddies worked for him when he was the head coach at Tampa and hated him. You know, I just think he's hard to work for. I've never worked for him. I don't know. But if they're not paying NIL money, Bob, they're not getting very good players, and they're not getting the best players in New Jersey. That's for sure. So that's a tough job. And it's a game that the Terps, they should and they have to win.
If they don't win,
yeah,
and we'll do our picks coming up in another hour or so. They don't win, how do they get bowl eligible? Because now you're at Illinois, you host Michigan, and then you have Michigan State, a reeling program.
Yeah. Probably the coach's last game.
Yeah. That one. So now you lose to Rutgers, best case, barring an upset, you get 5 wins.
And what did Jim say? We're going to have a record. People are going to be shocked at the record we end up with.
Well, hopefully it's not 4-8, because after a 4-0 start, you would be shocked at that. But, you know, I'm confident in victory coming up this week.
I'm picking.
And Rutgers quarterback can, you know, make some plays and do some things. And we'll get into that later in the show. But needless to say, Gaming and Here on the Fan, you know, Maryland needs to get a W and needs to do one in a big way, because they got hammered by Indiana. They were competitive for a half.
Yeah.
The other 3 losses should have been wins, or we're not even having this discussion right now. On the ice last night, Capitals taking on the Blues, and they're singing the Blues in St. Louis, but Alexander Ovechkin, already the all-time goal scorer in the history of the NHL, went where no man has ever gone before.
Binnington waiting back behind his goal, wants to play it himself. Lost it there to Ovechkin. Quick relay comes to the point. Chytrin fires. Just missed. Ovechkin turns. He scores! The Great Eight is the one and only at 900.
Yeah, that was an awesome accomplishment. I was watching it. You know, Kenny Albert was... TNT was doing the game. And it was... St. Louis sucks. Let me just say that, Bob. They had lost 7 in a row, won a game. And then they played the Caps, and they were the Bennington, the goalie who hid the puck after Ovi scored it.
Yes, he did.
You know, he got benched after what? He gave up 4 goals and 15 shots, something like that. But St. Louis was awful. But an accomplishment for Ovi, unbelievable. 900, like you said, Bob, nobody, he's in his own league right now. There's nobody else with 900 NHL goals. So congrats to Ovi. He's been around a long time. And, Bob, they were showing on TNT, they were showing like when he was young. I mean, and like when he was young, like when he first came into the Caps, he looks like a 50, 60 pound different guy compared to that.
And a much darker hair.
Oh, yeah.
Too. But the Caps win 6-1, 7-5-1. They're at Pittsburgh tonight. It's a quick turnaround, taking on the surprising Penguins. And I was looking at the standings in the East. Every team in the East is 500 or better. There's no crap team. At least, I mean, obviously not everybody's going to make the playoffs, but there's no bad team where, like you mentioned, St. Louis, there are a couple of bad teams in the West right now.
Yeah, there is, like you said, Bob, in the West. But, yeah, in the East, It's extremely competitive. I mean,
even the Flyers are showing a pulse here.
Flyers, you know, with new coach, new management and stuff. Yeah, Flyers are doing a good job, too. Devils are playing really well right now. Montreal is my buddy Marty St. Louis, the coach. They're doing extremely well. So, yeah, it's kind of an exciting time right now, you know, in the East and the Metro and in those games. The ones who's struggling, Bob, how about the New York Rangers have not won a home game? They're 0-5. 0-5 at home.
But they're 500, so they're doing all right away from Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
No doubt.
It's 58-81-057, the Fan. Whip around here on this Total Request Thursday. NBA last night. Celtics beat the Wiz 136-107. Bub Carrington, Baltimore, 3 points, 5 boards, 6 assists. Cam Whitmore, Baltimore, had 2 points, both coming off the bench right now. But this Alex Sarr kid, he's a dude. Second pick in last year's draft, he had 31 points. He's a guy. He's got superstar potential. Jaylen Brown, who is a star, had 35. For the Celtics, with the loss, Washington drops to 1-7 on the year. It was Houston, 124-109 over Memphis. Santi Aldama, Loyola, he had 16. Cam Spencer, Loyola, and various other parts. Boyce Latt, another Baltimore kid, he had 19. It was New Orleans, 2 in a row. Break up the Pelicans. 101-99 over Dallas. Derek Queen, another one. Stat filling, baby. 11.7 boards, 2 assists, 3 steals. As New Orleans has won again. It was Portland down 24. And they stun OKC 121-119. Denny Avdija. You talk about a guy that has found himself out with the Trailblazers. Former Wizards first round pick. He's incredible out there. Aaron Wiggins at 27. Former Terp for OKC, not enough. So Portland gets the win. First loss of the year for the Thunder. Sacramento beat Golden State 121-116. Pat Spencer, Cam's brother for the Warriors, had 6 points. But a Russell Westbrook, excuse me, 23.16 boards, 10 assists. He became the all-time leading rebounding guard in the history of the NBA and over 200 triple-double. So, old Russ, let Russ cook. He's cooking for the banged-up Kings for sure. Local college hoops men real quick. LaSalle beat Coppin, 87-59. Only one team in the ranked department played last night. Number 23, Creighton, beat South Dakota, 92-76. If you'd like your to Wednesday night college football, Ball State, 17-13 over Kent State. And Toledo beat Northern Illinois, 42-3. Northern Illinois having a rough go of it. 2-7 in 2025. Real quick, this day in sports history, both Ravens related. Well, 30 years ago today, Nolan, you weren't even alive yet. I was working at Foot Locker, Golden Ring Mall. Art Modell, Mark Viviano broke the story when he was at Channel 11 that the Browns were moving to Baltimore. But Art Modell made it official on this date 30 years ago that Cleveland was moving to Baltimore, and Cleveland, their Foot Lockers sent all their Brown stuff to Baltimore.
Wow.
Because they thought they were going to be the Baltimore Browns and all this crap, and obviously they're not. But 30 years ago, the Ravens officially became a thing. If it weren't for the Ravens, we wouldn't be here right now.
That's a fact.
There'd be an AM station doing sports talk, talking Orioles and Terps, which WNST was for many, many years, where I got my start back in 1992. Well, not NST, but you know, I don't have time for all that. But 2011, since the Ravens were alive, they were in Pittsburgh on a Sunday night. And only remember this? 2011, that's 14 years ago. How about Joe Flacco throwing a last-second touchdown pass to Torrey Smith, 26-yarder, as the Ravens stunned the Steelers, 23-20. Ray Rice also rushed for a TD. And Billy Cundiff was a hero this night. He kicked 3 field goals. But I remember that Ravens were kind of chasing the whole game, and Flacco to Torrey proved to be the game winner on that
one. One of my favorite Ravens games of all time. Incredible game-winning drive by Flacco. They were backed up deep. I think that was a 90-plus yard drive. And the touchdown to Torrey came after he dropped one a few plays prior. So instant redemption for Torrey.
So the Ravens on this date 14 years ago beat Pittsburgh 23 to 20. This year's Ravens, they got Minnesota coming up. You got prediction for that game. We'll take it now. 410-583-1057. Funhouse, Donald McGraw, News from the Nest at noon. Going to hear from Lamar Jackson and others. Buy or sell 12-15. Vinny, stat breakdown of the two teams. Ravens trying to win their third in a row. For Minnesota, hey, man, they won a big game at Detroit. They're trying to prove that they're for real now that J.J. McCarthy's.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
It's back. Maybe all season long, but we were talking to Brian Wacker, Vinny, earlier in the hour, and he mentioned the Nnamdi Madubuike absence, which is huge, and he was off to a great start to the season. Broderick Washington doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon, an Achilles issue that he's dealing with. So they didn't trade for a D lineman, per se, even though Jones has done that before, but how do they navigate the D line moving forward? Because unless they claim someone off waivers here, the trade deadline didn't really provide much. They weren't trading a first-round pick for Quinn and Williams or anything like that, but still. Wanted them to get one, and they got a hybrid, I guess.
Bob, like you said, the guy at the time, week two, or whenever, week three, I can't remember if he got hurt week two or week three.
He played the first two games.
Yeah. So at the time, Bob, he was probably their, other than Lamar, he was their best player. Got a sack in both games, was playing dominant football. He was playing really good. So he was off to, another probably double-digit sack thing. So that was a guy they couldn't afford to lose. All right, then you lose that guy, because he would have made Travis Jones better. Now Travis Jones has got to be that guy, and he's not capable of being that guy like Madubuike was rushing the quarterback. He can do some things, but he doesn't have that quickness and suddenness. He's 50 pounds bigger. So Jenkins, who was going to be the Michael Pierce,
sure,
guy, you know, rotational guy. Now he's got to be playing all the time. So those two guys, so Travis Jones and Jenkins, got to play all the time. And both are better run players than they are pass players. So they're losing that elite pass rush guy on the inside. And they're playing Oway. Is it Oway? Not.
Okoye.
Yes. You know, who's like a 370-pound, just a big body. And, you know, he was raw. And now he's learning to play a little bit lower. And then Urban. You know, those are the two guys that are in there. You know, are losing Washington. I didn't think Washington over the last 2 years, Bob, has played worth a crap anyhow.
Since he got paid.
Yeah. So losing him, whatever. So that's why I thought they would add, you know, kind of a veteran guy. Maybe if Arizona would have lost, Bob, they would have traded Calais Campbell, and that would have been perfect fit. So, no. So who's got to step up? Jenkins and Travis Jones, Bob, they cannot. I mean, to lose a guy, either one of those guys, catastrophic in my mind.
Now, before the season, and we do our predictions, and you and I said Mike Green 8 sacks. You said Starks would lead in picks.
6 interceptions.
But Kevin Allstriker said Travis Jones would lead the team in sacks. He has a half a sack this year. He has 4 for his career. Third-round draft pick back at 22 out of UConn. Has he been acceptable? I mean, he's had some injury problems, but did we expect more from him at this stage with a possible payday coming?
I think he's going to get paid, but the guys that get the big money, Bob, are the ones that have sack numbers.
Yeah.
Now, he's getting pressures. He's playing the run really well. He's playing really good. The last couple of weeks, I think he's played outstanding. You know, and they're going to need that going forward, and they're going to need him to be healthy because he was playing good last year until he hurt his ankle. He was playing on one leg.
Nolan McGraw, what do you think here? The D-line minus Matty BK, he's not coming back. And, you know, hopefully he'll play again. And, you know, everything we're reading and hearing, he might be done as a football player. But Travis Jones, I mean, is this a guy that you're comfortable in? Peebles has been a healthy scratch. You know, granted, he's a rookie, late-round draft pick. But what about the D-line? I mean, they've done something to address the perimeter pass rush. But is there enough oomph in the interior to stop Aaron Jones or Mason or insert running back here from doing what Achan was doing to him last week down in Miami?
Well, I think there's enough right now, but they're kind of at the bare minimum. So my biggest concern is, and I mean, look, it's the reality of the NFL. Someone else gets hurt. Well, now you're really screwed. You know, you have no more room for error. You have no room to withstand an injury of anything, even 2 games might be detrimental to where they're at. I don't know who you get off the street, who you get off the couch. Couldn't give you a name. I mean, look, I love Brent Urban, but if he's going to be playing, you know, 30, 35 snaps instead of 10 or a dozen, we got serious problems.
Yes. Nolan, you perfectly said.
Peebles, chance.
The problem with Peebles, Bob, is if you lose Jenkins or Jones, they're both 340 and above run players. Peebles is 5'11", 295, you know, and he's an up-the-field quickness guy. And I'm guessing because they've been playing, he probably won't be active again this week, I wouldn't think, because if they're going to want to run the football and play big man football, that's not his game.
Orioles have a new outfielder, apparently, Leody Tavares, according to multiple reports. Signing a 1-year, $2 million deal. He was part of the World Series team of Texas, beat the Orioles back in 2023. Switch hitting outfielder. He can play center field, even though his defensive metrics aren't that great. The Orioles have not officially announced said signing, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Coming up, top of the hour news from the Nest. As we hear from Lamar, we hear from John Harbaugh. Mark Andrews, ahead of this matchup with the Minnesota Vikings. Let's count that late week money, hopefully buy or sell. And the mini stat breakdown of the two teams. I mean, they're both good at certain areas, but, you know, there's a lot of twos in front of some of these stats. Going to hear from Alohi Gilman, Mark Andrews, Draymond Jones met with the media yesterday, about to make his debut as a Raven coming up Sunday afternoon. We'll count some dough. Hopefully 12-15 will buy or sell, and then we'll break down the two teams numbers-wise. A little stat action for sure. But Nolan McGraw, how you feeling over there on this Total Request Thursday?
Feeling good. Some thoughts here on the Orioles signing Leody Taveras. Now, I mean, it was news to me when you broke it to me earlier.
Yeah, Vinny read it, and I was like, what? I didn't see that.
Yeah, whenever I read anything on Facebook, I have to ask Bob. I said, Bob, I don't know if this is real or not.
You mean like John Harbaugh donating his whole paycheck to charity?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I saw that. I was like, are you effing kidding me?
Well, there's ones that are, you know, clearly a joke, but they're absurd, like the AI stuff, and it's over. You can instantly tell, all right, that's instantly fake. Yeah. But they're getting creative with it. I mean, and I saw one a couple weeks ago. It was like Lamar at some animal shelter. It was an AI photo of him petting a dog.
And right.
I mean, that's a nice story, but it's not real. But, you know, anyway, Taveras. Yeah, used to be a starter with Texas. Orioles ran into him, obviously, in the divisional round there in 2023. But fell off since then. Not a starter anymore. Was in a platoon with Kevin Pillar to start there. And I think it was Pillar with Texas there to start the season. Then went to Seattle, was claimed off waivers by them. Really ugly numbers overall. The only thing I could really think of here, because clearly Orioles are thinking depth piece, I hope, platoon piece here. This past season, much better against left-handed pitching, although very limited sample size. Just a 31 plate appearances compared to a .149 against right-handed pitching. But the splits were pretty drastic. 276 batting average against lefties compared to 190 against righties, which got me thinking, okay, that's cool. But then you check that compared to his career track record, and it's an outlier. Every other year of his career, and for his entire career, better against righties than lefties. So he is a switch hitter. I don't know if I fully get this one, but again, it just seems like a depth piece, kind of like a Dylan Carlson type move.
Yeah.
And hope that you, I don't know, strike gold. I mean, if they're expecting him to be a starting center fielder for them, then, yeah, we got big issues.
Oh, then Mike Elias is going to be under fire from me and a lot of Oriole fans out there. But, you know, he was a prominent contributor to the team in 23, got some speeds, got a little bit of pop. But, you know, 2025, he just completely cratered. The on-base percentage is not good at all. Ton of Ks. So, and if he's stronger historically from the left side, Orioles already have a ton of left-handed hitting outfielders. I mean, Carlson, like Taveras, was Carlson 2 years ago was supposed to be the starting center fielder for the Cardinals. Now he's a guy that was yo-yoing from Norfolk to Baltimore here in 25. So, all right, I get it. You're trying to unearth everything you possibly can, but needle not moved.
Right.
Let's just say that.
And if he's not going to be a defensive specialist, which I don't know if I would regard him as that in his career, then yeah, I don't know. But again, we're talking day one of free agency here. You know, this hasn't even been made official yet. I don't even think free agency becomes official until 5 o'clock. So again, it just seems like a lottery ticket type of move. Maybe you strike gold, but clearly not a big expectation here.
And we'll get into this more tomorrow when we start digging deeper into the press conference that happened a couple of days ago, Nolan. But Kowser at center field, I don't think I'm cool with that. I prefer him in left field. I think they need a more viable, proven dude in that position, because who knows what Muscles is going to be, because he's, you know, downslid defensively when he plays. You're going to need somebody out there that's a plus. Now, Bradfield is a plus. Like, he's an 80 grade defender, which is gold glove level. But if we see him, he's been tearing it up Arizona Fall Leaguer. He did. If we see him, it'll probably be later in the year, but they need someone that can play, you know, March when they open the season against the Twins.
Because I thought he had some moments defensively in center field where you could kind of see it. You could see the fly. Okay, yeah, he could be a center fielder. Strong arm, maybe not the most accurate all the time.
I know where he's throwing it. Right.
Sure, but I think in the short term, I could trust him if you really needed him to play center field in the short term before Bradfield's ready to come up. I would trust his ability to get himself ready. But again, watching him try to adjust from left field to center, for every flash and good moment where you say, oh, hey, maybe this could be something, there was maybe just as many, if not more, head scratching or growing pain moments of him having to make that transition. And plus, when we talk about Camden Yards, he proved himself to be very capable in left field, which is not an easy portion of the ballpark to play. I would argue that's the hardest part to play. So why take a guy who proved himself to be good there out of that spot? Ultimately, it really depends on what the free agent situation is looking like. I already said that it's not good across the board. Left field, center field, right field. There's not a lot of attractive names here that kind of check all the boxes. So could they trade for an outfielder? I think that might be a possibility. But again, I probably prefer to keep Kowser in left.
Yeah, and my concern with Kowser is the strikeouts. Mm-hmm. Let's start getting on base. And we were talking earlier in the week, I believe it was Matt Weirich or Rich Dubroff, or Jacob Calvin Meyer, where, you know, his MO coming through the collegiate ranks and through the minors was his on base. But God only didn't strike out a lot. But he was K machine last year. And compared to Dylan Beavers defensively, Dylan Beavers' arm strength was alarmingly bad to me. I mean, Kowser's got a good arm, just, you know, hit one of the fundamental issues the Orioles had. They didn't play fundamentally sound baseball. But Beavers, I mean, dude, you got Carlos Correa tagging up from first to second on you in a shallow left field fly ball. We were watching the game. I'm like, what the hell was that? And then later that inning, I believe, tag up from third again, shallow fly ball. They probably wouldn't even have run on Kowser. They ran on Beavers, and he didn't even hit the cutoff man on the fly. I was like, what the hell is that?
And if teams didn't pick up on it in the short amount of time that Beavers, after his call-up to the end of the season, they're going to pick up on it for next year pretty quickly. And you're going to start seeing teams, you know, take those leads and take off and run and tag up and do stuff like that. That's going to be a big thing to keep an eye on for him in spring training, because he's going to be expected to be a starter out there in the outfield. It's him and Kowser, and we got to fill one more spot. So, I mean, if Beavers isn't an everyday player, we got another problem. I think he is. He's an everyday bat. I know that for certain. But the defense, I don't remember hearing stuff about him coming up through the minors being poor defensively or a liability. So that was a surprise to me.
Yeah, and we were talking about it with Mike Bordick. Even Bordy was like, what the hell was that? To me, Dylan Beavers is a magic bean if the Orioles are going to go out and get themselves some starting pitching here in the offseason via trade. I know your thumb's down on Adley. I think we're totally kicking dirt on this guy way too prematurely. But Gunnar, Basayo, Adley are must-keeps. Everybody else, I'm listening to what you have to say.
I'm thumbs down on trading Adley because the teams that you're trading with don't want him. So he's not – that's like saying, Heston Kerstad's untouchable.
No, I didn't.
You know, I mean, yeah.
I think I'm saying Adley's still an asset to the Orioles.
Sure.
Is what I'm saying. All right, we'll come back. News from the desk. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, Draymond Jones, among others, as we get you ready for the Ravens and Vikings. Any predictions for the game? Give us a call at 410-583-1057. We'll count some dough. Hopefully, 12:15, we're buy or sell. And if he breaks down the stats, let's get into these numbers as the Ravens and Minnesota both looking to follow up. Exciting wins last week, trying to make a 3 in a row for Baltimore, 2 in a row for Minnesota.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.